Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Hundreds of people today paid their last respects at the funeral for Chicago Fire Department Captain David Meyer. My colleague Michael Puente reports Meyer lost his life nearly a week ago when a garage that caught fire collapsed on him. This happened in the Austin neighborhood on Chicago's west side. Today, family, friends, and colleagues spoke about what made Meyer, a 28-year veteran on the department, so special. Retired firefighter Kevin Casey says Meyer loved everything he did, from carpentry to firefighting.
And as far as the fire department was concerned, he was just going to a picnic with 14 of his best friends for the weekend. You know, I mean, it wasn't really like a job.
Meyer is survived by his wife and four children. North Suburban Highland Park will have two memorials for the victims of the 2022 mass shooting there. Mayor Nancy Rotering says the main remembrance site will be in the city Rose Garden, with a smaller memorial built where the shooting occurred.
Residents suggested a primary location near City Hall. It's a little bit outside of the day-to-day busyness. It gives them a quiet place to reflect and remember. But there was also an interest in having a secondary, subtle recognition of what happened in that very site.
Robert Cremo III killed seven people and wounded dozens more at Highland Park's 4th of July parade 3 years ago, and last week, Cremo was sentenced to life in prison. Federal prosecutors are changing their tune about a big financial penalty for convicted former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Madigan was convicted in part of conspiring to accept bribes from Commonwealth Edison as the utility pushed an aggressive legislative agenda in Springfield. Beyond possible prison time, Madigan faced more than $3 million in financial penalties that the feds attributed to his wrongdoing. But now prosecutors are no longer seeking that seven-figure forfeiture. In a new court filing, they say their about-face is attributable to a matter of discretion. The feds also argue against a Madigan request for a new trial. They say his demand is ill-founded. Madigan is scheduled to be sentenced on June 13th. The city of Chicago has joined more than two dozen unions, nonprofit groups, and several cities filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration for its ongoing mass firings of federal workers. The lawsuit was filed yesterday in federal court out of San Francisco. It accuses the administration and its Department of Government Efficiency of usurping Congress's legislative power and violating the separation of powers. DOGE has eliminated thousands of jobs across the federal workforce. New research shows data-driven healthcare decisions can promote a more equitable healthcare. The study was co-written by a University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign scholar who is studying technology adaptation in healthcare. The idea is to use data-informed approach to customize care to each patient by specifically addressing their demographic. Ujjal Mukherjee co-wrote the study and says this approach leads to improvements in health outcomes, especially for people in underserved populations.
Once you know that this patient needs more support and more frequent encounters with the healthcare system, based on the predictive risk, then you can have tools and techniques to bridge that gap, right? So that way it can make it more data-driven.
Mukherjee says the study's finding underscores that having tailored care can prevent unnecessary emergency hospitalizations. Weather today, partly sunny and windy, temperatures staying in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-40s. And then Wednesday, partly sunny, a chance of rain in the afternoon, and a high in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.